This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today's franchise spotlight is on Michael Iannuzzi of Citroen Cooperman. Before we get started, a quick note that Social Geek is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. It's the big 30th anniversary of VetFran. The organization has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. Today's guest is Michael Iannuzzi of Citroen Cooperman. Michael is the co-leader of the franchise practice, and he's back with some advice on what's happening in franchising. Welcome back, Michael. How are you?
Jack, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back, and thankfully things are going well, and today's a big filing deadline, so hopefully we get all the tax returns to go out.
and we understand if your phone and your email keeps going off during the interview, because I'm sure you guys are a little bit busy today. Is that right?
It is, yeah. And you know, not sure why everything comes down. Not everything comes down to the last minute, but some things unfortunately come down to the last minute. But that's what we're here for. We're here to push it out.
Excellent. So it's a busy fall. The last time you and I spoke, we were kind of right in the middle of the pandemic, and things were just strange, to say the least. Yeah. What's going on in the world of franchising right now, as far as you and your team and your clients? What's going on, and where are people going to? And let's start with events. Are we gonna see you guys and a lot of your clients at some of these events this fall?
Sure. About a year ago, I think maybe a couple of things were going on. And now all of a sudden, coming through this year, we have things almost every month, every couple of weeks. So kicking things off, I guess, really for Q4 22, fast forward all the way into 23, we have the IFA's Franchise Action Network coming up next week in Washington, D.C. So myself, Aaron, and my colleague Kim will all be there. And it's a very important event because it's dealing with franchise legislation, laws, rules, and regulations of things that are going on in the industry that we all know and love very well. And it's an important thing to protect the business model that franchisors, franchisees, and suppliers earn a living from and actually love being involved with.
Yeah, I really look forward to this event once again. It was a little bit of a downer during the pandemic, because you couldn't actually get out in person and meet with the legislators and their teams. And it looks like we have a pretty full slate at the Franchise Action Network, which is next week, the 19th through the 21st in Washington, D.C. I know we're going to hear from Heidi Ganal, who's a former franchisor, Camp Bow Wow. And she's running for governor of Colorado, and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is going to join us. I can't wait to hear him. So I'm glad you and the Citroen team will be there. What else are you guys looking at for the rest of the autumn of 2022, as far as where you're going to get out and see some clients?
Yeah, surprisingly, it's going to be very busy with the events, and I'm very excited to do it, because it's fun to see all the franchisors come out, the franchisees, hang out with our supplier friends. So really, the week after the Franchise Action Network is going to be Springboard in Philadelphia, and that's for big emerging brands, and that gets a lot of people that go to it. And for those emerging brands that are looking to get to the next level, they're going to hear from very well-established franchisors, hear about their stories and how they got to where they're going. So we're a proud sponsor of that. So we'll be there. We are also a proud sponsor of the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference that's going to take place in Atlanta in October. So it's going to be a busy busy autumn and fall, and we're excited to see everybody. And I just think the education at all three of these that we're touching on is just top-notch, great speakers, and just really the opportunity to absorb and get entrenched in what's going on.
Yeah, I had a little behind the scenes conversation with the Franchise Update and IFA folks about the FLDC in October, and wow, the turnout for this show is it pre-pandemic levels. I guess that's a word now, right? Pre-pandemic.
Right. Well, travel, quote unquote, is back to pre-pandemic. You hear all that on TV. So.
The only thing I worry about these days is what can we do to keep the travel costs down, because it's getting a little pricey to get out there and meet the people and shake the hands. And I still think there's so much value in meeting with people in person, face to face, sitting down, learning more about their business, and not just doing everything over Zoom. So looking forward to all of that as well. What else do you see happening in franchising for the rest of 2022? Are there any trends that you're watching, that you're talking to your clients about, or maybe just internally with your team, some things that you're saying we've got some big opportunities coming, or maybe some big threats we better watch out for?
Yeah, in terms of opportunities over the last year, really, if you shift back to the beginning of 2022, up until June, July, I would say there was this explosion of private equity activity. And almost, weekly on LinkedIn, you were seeing deals being announced either at the franchisor level or at a big multi-unit level. And private equity is coming in to bolt on both sides of the table. So there's been a lot of that that took place during the summer. It seemed to have slowed a little bit, but I think part of that slow growth, besides interest rates and things like that going up, is there's just so many deals over the past year and a half that I'm not sure how many are left at this point. And as the emerging brands start to come up, those will be the next group that's going to get into the private equity market. And same thing on the franchisee level. Jack, I'm sure you speak to a lot of, brokers and consultants. There's a lot of franchise sales going on at the franchisee level. So as those start to develop and those start to form two, three, four, five packs, and they get up and running, they're going to get ready to enter the private equity market in the future as well.
That's an interesting trend, both on the multi-unit guys, but also for emerging brands. I hadn't really thought about that a lot of the deals that could get done have already been done, right? So I think there will be a lot of emerging brands out there looking for a dancing partner, perhaps. And I think, maybe we'll see a lot of excitement at some of these shows coming up that we're going to be attending with
I
some
think
emerging
so. I
brands.
think so. And what I've been hearing from some of the private equity folks that I speak to is they're also looking at some of the emerging brands as well because they want to see if they can catch somebody on the upswing that has a good brand, good operators, good unit level economics, and if they can throw some cash into it, they could accelerate the growth. So I've been seeing some of that activity start to take place.
Isn't it strange that just a few years ago, the word platform meant something very different than it does now? Now we hear platform, and it seems like every major franchisor has now turned into a platform for multiple brands.
There's a lot of that as well. Multi-branded franchisors that are out there doing two different, three different types of brands.
Yeah, I'll share with you my favorite new term. This is from our friend Abby Fogel from Unleashed Brands and Josh Wall. They're using the term mumbos, multi-unit, multi-brand owner. And
I have not heard of that. That's a good one.
I love
They're
that
like
term.
Dumbo in New York and those. I just want to build one more thing on the private equity side. So for those out there, the franchisors, multi-unit franchisees, if this is something that you're interested in exploring, it's never too early to start planning. Just make sure you have your house in order, sign documents the way they need to be, the books are in good order, all your agreements are signed. Just it's a lot of work to do it later. If you spend a little time now, a little bit each quarter, just double checking, building your data room, you're going to make the process go a lot smoother in the future. And of course, there are other things you can add on to that when the time comes that an investment banker is going to ask you to do. So that would be my quick tidbit on that. Other
Very
things
good
that we're very
advice.
Thank you, thank you. Another things that we're very excited about is as our firm has grown and has admitted different types of ancillary services, there's a lot of different software that's out there that regular clients as well as franchisors and franchisees can can take advantage of and harness. We have a lot of software that if we're not doing audit work for franchisors and franchisees, they can take advantage of. It layers into their Excel. They're very good budgeting and projection tools. And again, private equity loves that stuff. So if you have these systems in place, you're already going to have, half the battle done when you're getting ready to hand off a package. So we're excited about that stuff. All the new firms that have been coming in to ours that are expanding our depth of services. And I'm really excited to start the circuit and make my way around to these various events the next 4 or 5 months.
That's an interesting take on it too. Private equity loves software. Private equity loves technology. Private equity loves automation, right? Because it's efficient. So, really good advice there. Any parting thoughts today, or if anybody has any questions for you, where can we send them?
Sure. So I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, so you can feel free to follow me on LinkedIn, connect with me. I'll be happy to connect and share. Email is always good at MIannuzzi, IANNUZZI at CitrinCooperman.com. Could also find us on our firm's homepage. I'm there as well under the franchise practice group. And last parting thoughts is I'm just really excited for the end of 2022 and into 2023. I talk to a lot of people like you, Jack, and it just seems like our community is just excited about franchising and really what the future holds.
Yeah, it's excited. It's growing. And I'll give one more plug. If anybody's interested in being part of the supplier community that Michael and I are both very involved in at some of these upcoming events, please talk to us about it. We'd love to bring you into the supplier forum and let you guys all learn a little bit more about what's going on with a lot of the suppliers in the community. So thank you for bringing that up. I feel the same way. It's going to be a big end of the year and hopefully a huge 2023.
And Jack, with the supplier forum, do you know if that meeting is open to supplier guests?
It is part of it is, there are some issues that we need to vote on, but at most of the IFA events, if there's a supplier forum meeting, suppliers are welcome to come join us and learn more. And we welcome everyone to come sit in and hear us debate the topics of the day. So, all right. Thank you so much, Michael. We will see you at several events down the road,
Yeah, very
including
good.
the fan event in DC next week.
I will see you there, Jack. Thank you so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
And thanks for listening to Social Geek. Your comeback of a lifetime starts now. This is The Social Geek Radio Network.